You're never going to believe this, but So Long was so close to being Peter Burton's very first single for Christian radio. It's true. We created a plan to unleash Where Would I Be to Christian radio in March, April 2025. All of a sudden, So Long comes in, and the team at Integrity was like, oh my gosh, we have this song. Like, this is an incredible song. You got to hear it. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is an incredible song. What do I do? We ended up staying the course, and I'm so grateful that we did, because we got 100% of every radio station at Christian radio playing Where Would I Be, and it was a 3-week number one, which is unbelievable. Thank you for the support. But this entire time that we've been building Where Would I Be at radio, I've just had this song in my head that I have been dying to unleash to the entire format, mainly because I've struggled with shame my entire life. I don't know if y'all do. Anybody grow up with a legalistic church background? Yep. I felt like God was mad at me literally my whole life, and I still deal with it. I've gone to much therapy to work through that and study the scriptures and sought help from my pastors and my friends, because that's just what sin does. The enemy is an accuser, you know? And he puts these thoughts in our heads about our sin and the way that we live our lives and the struggles that we have, and that, yep, look at that, God's mad at you. Your sin has held you back. Like, you're never going to be what you thought you could be. And the reality is, Jesus took care of it 100% on the cross. It is finished, is what he said. Fully justified. The debt has been completely paid. So when Peter sings, for so long I built a house of shame and locked the door, the only day I ever lived was the day before. Future looked like past and nothing more, but not anymore. And he sings, for so long I bought every lie the enemy sold me, shackles of my sin, I let him hold me. Thought I'd always only ever be the old me, and that was the old me. So long I'm leaving yesterday where it belongs. The devil thought he won, but he was wrong. This child of God is finally moving on, so hear me say so long. When Peter sings that stuff, it hits me so hard in the heart bones, right inside my chest. I know it's going to impact your listeners a lot, because so many people out here in the church, or those who aren't in the church but are curious, you know, so many of you guys, you tell me 50% of your listeners don't go to church. And so they have these preconceived notions of what it means to follow Jesus. I got to get my life cleaned up. I got to get my act right. I've got to, you know, it's morality, morality, morality. The church is pounding this message, and church people, quote unquote, are pounding this message, and there's judgment and there's all these things, but Jesus paid for it. He took care of it. So let them know it's over. Yesterday is gone. No more shame, no more guilt. None of that holds us. We're not in that prison anymore, and that's why I'm so stoked. Peter Burton's song, So Long, is coming to Christian radio. That is June 5th. We already got stations on board. Let's do this again. Let's run it back, baby.